Blog Talk Radio.
Take me to the king.
Hallelujah. To God be all the glory. On this day that God has made, we shall rejoice and be glad in it. Hallelujah. We thank God for you on tonight during this intercessory prayer time together. The word says, where two or more shall touch and agree, that God, Jesus, the Holy Spirit will be in our midst. And we're praying in that name tonight, which has been given above every name, that at the name of Jesus Christ, every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess that Jesus is Lord. Hallelujah. My name is Pastor Anthony Simmons. I'm joined here by my wonderful, beautiful wife, Pastor Rebecca Simmons, the New Creation Church family. We welcome each and every one of you as we are going to go into our hour of prayer and allow God to be God during this time together. At the outset, as I began, I'm going to read a couple of verses of scripture that was in my spirit on today. Proverbs chapter 4, verse 7 says, wisdom is the principal thing. Therefore, give wisdom. And with all thy getting, get understanding. Verse 23, keep thy heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. Verse 12, when thou goest, thy steps shall not be straightened, and when thou runnest, thou shalt not stumble. So we thank God tonight as we pray. He's going to give us solid footing as we move forward by faith. We pray tonight for God to help us guard our hearts with all diligence, and we pray tonight for a greater wisdom and understanding through revelation of the Word of God. We thank God for you. We are just coming off of Woman, Thou Art Loose, Breaking Every Chain, 2013 Women's Conference that my wife had the vision to put forth, and through prayer, God met us mightily this weekend. And we are going to continue to pray and believe and trust God. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord. Even, Lord, as we saw so many breakthroughs and so many manifestation of miracles on this weekend, Father God, the sisterhood and motherhood and women of God, daughters of Zion, coming together, even the men of God being blessed, Lord, hallelujah. Through your spirit, we know that you move mightily this weekend, Lord, and we thank you, hallelujah, that you continue to move in the life of every person under the sound of my voice. Lord, continue in the name of Jesus, the blessed New Creation Church. Thank you, Lord, for every visitor and every member, every person that put their hand to the plow and did not look back. In the name of Jesus, yes, we pray, Lord, that the supernatural work that you began will continue in the name of Jesus. Yes. Your words say, he who has begun a good work in us shall complete it until the day of Christ Jesus. Lord, work on us tonight. Through the power of prayer, we give you permission right now, through the process, Lord, to work on us in the name of Jesus. Lord, we want to guard our hearts. We don't want to be bitter. We don't want to be angry. We don't want to be upset, Lord. And we don't, in the name of Jesus, want to hold aught against our brother and our sister in Christ. So, Lord, in the name of Jesus, help us tonight to forgive. Help us tonight to let it go and let God. Help us tonight to walk in peace with our brothers and our sisters. Help us in the name of Jesus, Lord, to usher in peace in our homes and peace in our churches, Lord. Peace on the job and in the marketplace. In the name of Jesus, you said we have not because we ask not. And right now, that person, Lord, if they are worried about anything, give them peace. In the name of Jesus, that person that feels the stress trying to creep up right now, in the name of Jesus, we destroy the yoke. We destroy the yoke of stress. stress, Lord. We destroy the yoke of worry on tonight. We destroy the yoke of fear on tonight. In the name of Jesus, whom the Son has set free, is free indeed. Oh, glory be to God. You said whatever we bind on earth, Lord, it shall be bound in heaven. And whatever we loose on earth, your word says it shall be loosed in heaven. So, Lord, we thank you for loosing your word over our lives tonight. Freely, Lord, you have given, and freely we shall receive. Oh, the Bible says we cannot have nothing unless it first was given to us. So we thank you for the gifts on tonight. We thank you for the talents and the skills that you have given. We thank you for the abilities, Lord. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for the gifts, Lord, that you poured out from glory, that we may, Lord, and bring your name glory through our lives. So, Lord, we thank you. Hallelujah. You said the gifts of interpretation of tongues and the gifts of healing, the gifts of preaching and prophesying, the gifts, Lord, in the name of Jesus, even of giving, Father. Oh, glory be to God, the gift of administration, Lord. Oh, we thank you for the many gifts, Lord, the gifts, hallelujah, speaking in other tongues, the gifts, Lord, of discernment. Glory be to God. Thank you for the supernatural gifts that you gave us to bring your kingdom glory, Lord. In the name of Jesus, your word says we fight not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against wickedness, against invisible demons and high spirits and high places. And that's why we call on the name of Jesus on tonight. That's why we're praying, Lord, and we're pleading the blood over every life on tonight. In the name of Jesus, bless every marriage. Bless every single parent. Bless every single person. In the name of Jesus, our teenagers, Lord, they need you like never before. Our adolescents and our young adults, they need you like never before, Lord. Our senior citizens, in the name of Jesus, Lord, bless the elderly, Father. Glory be to God. We thank you, Lord, that in their latter years, it shall be their greater years. In the name of Jesus. So, Lord, we pray for every family and every person under the sound of our voice on tonight. Lord, meet every need. Father God, minister, when there seems to be no way, make a way out of no way, Father. We speak increase to every life, and we pray abundance over every life. Oh, I heard it. I hear the sound of abundance coming your way. In the name of Jesus, money cometh to me. Glory be to God. In the middle of famine, God can give you wealth. In the middle of a recession, God can give you a way out of no way. In the middle of lack, God is a provider. That's why we call him Jehovah Jireh, our provider, El Shaddai. They're all big, breasted one. In the name of Jesus, he is all sufficient. Glory be to God. He is the great I am. He is the first and the last. He is the beginning and the end. I said he is the Alpha and the Omega. That means God knows all things. He has it all under his control. So as we pray tonight, we're praying for a God when it seems hopeless, beloved. Pray and watch what God can do. For we walk by faith and not by sight. In the name of Jesus, eye has not seen, nor has ear heard, nor has it entered into the heart of man. God, what you are going to do for those who love you.
Yes.
So right now, Father, we pray for greater strength over your people tonight, men and women alike. We know that you see every tear. We know that you feel every pain. We know that, Lord, that you see every discomforting moment in the name of Jesus. So, Lord, whatever they're standing in the need of, it's me, it's me. It's me, oh, Lord, as I cry tonight, standing in the need of prayer. Somebody prayed for me, and they had me on their mind. They took the time to pray for me. I'm so glad they prayed. I'm so glad somebody prayed. I'm so glad they prayed for me. And we are praying right now, even for our family members, Lord. We're praying for our children, Lord, to know you in a greater way. We're praying for our spouses, Lord, to surrender all unto you. We're praying, Lord, for our sons and our daughters and our extended family, Lord, to give their lives over to you and surrender and submit all. Glory be to God. You said if we deny ourselves, pick up our cross and follow after you, eternal life is ours. Heaven is ours in the name of Jesus. So, Lord, we believe tonight. We believe in the name of Jesus. We believe in the bread of heaven. Oh, glory be to God, the body bruised and broken for us. We believe in the sacrificial blood that covers our sins, that gave us the atonement to get right with the Father, that allowed us to be the redeemed of the Lord. And that's why we say so. Redemption is ours on tonight. We are the redeemed of the Lord. We have been purchased by his blood. We have been bought, glory be to God, with the shed blood of Jesus Christ. So that's why we're co-heirs with Jesus on tonight. That's why the inheritance of the kingdom of God is ours on tonight. In the name of Jesus. So, Lord, thank you for the power. Thank you for power on tonight. You have not given us a spirit of fear, but of love and of power and of a sound mind. A sound mind. So, Lord, we're going to move tonight, and we're going to move out of your way tonight. Call, I don't know if that hand is raised purposely, but we're going to do something, move a little differently tonight and open up the phone lines tonight. I don't know if that hand's been raised, but it's been raised for a while. Area code 404, God bless you. Is that a prayer request?
Well, actually, no, Pastor Anthony, it's not a prayer request. My phone fell on the floor, but, I mean, I will request a prayer, but I didn't raise my hand, though.
Amen.
Sorry,
well, to God be the glory. There's a reason, so we
can be all the glory. Yes, thank you very much, and to God be all the glory, and I just want you to continue to pray for me. I'm sorry for interrupting. Go ahead, please.
No, you're good. We just noticed it was, and we didn't want to move past God, so we're going to continue to pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, yes, even as we continue to pray, Lord, we lift up Sister Maria to you tonight. In the name of Jesus, Lord, there are no accidents in the kingdom. So right now, we lift her up to you, and we say, Lord, have your way in her life, this young lady's life, Lord. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for a greater anointing. We thank you for that wisdom and getting greater understanding as we read through the scriptures. Lord, we pray that you guard her heart with all diligence, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And we pray that you order her steps that she shall not stumble, Father. Glory be to God. No weapon formed against my sister will be able to prosper. So we thank you for prosperity being in her house. We thank you for peace being in her house. And we thank you for the power of the living God working in and through her life. In the name of Jesus, Lord, hear her prayers. Lord, minister where she needs ministry. In the name of Jesus, healing where there is sickness, Lord. We decree and declare it over her life right now. Where there is lack, Father, we pray for abundance in the name of Jesus. So I thank you, Father, and we call it all joy on tonight. We speak, Lord, those things that be not as though they were. And right now, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, Father, that she is blessed and favored and highly favored of the Lord on tonight. So in the name of Jesus, as we continue to pray, Lord, and I hand it over to my wife tonight, Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord, meet every need on this prayer line tonight. Father, we thank you for seeing our effort. We thank you in the name of Jesus for seeing our obedience as you called us to pray on these Tuesday nights. We pray, Lord, humbly tonight that we are submitting, because you said men ought always to pray. And if my people who are called by my name, if they would pray, if they would humble themselves, if they would seek my face and turn from wicked ways, they will hear from heaven and I will heal their land. So, Lord, I thank you.
Thank you.
And I praise you. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father.
Hallelujah.
Glory be to God.
Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. We praise you, oh God. We worship you. We magnify your name. God, you are worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. 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 We give you the glory, the honor, and the praise, oh God. Just because of who you are, Lord, we thank you, Lord, hallelujah, for this day. This is the day that you have made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it, oh God. We thank you for your love, God. We thank you for your mercy, Lord. We thank you, hallelujah, for your grace, oh God. Lord, we thank you, Lord, hallelujah, for the invitation to pray, God. Hallelujah. You said, Lord, that we could come boldly to the throne of grace, Lord. So, Lord, we are coming boldly to your throne, Father God. Seeking your face. You said we pray anything according to your will. We can believe, oh God, that you hear us, oh God, and knowing that you hear us, that you will grant us those petitions for which we ask, oh God. So, Lord, we are coming, Father God, praying according to your will, God. We are saying, Lord, ha, let your will be done, oh God. Let your will be done on earth as it is in heaven, oh God. Let your will be done in our lives. Let your will be done in the lives of our children. Let your will be done in the lives of our spouses. Yes. Let your will be done, oh God, in our churches, oh God. Let your will be done, oh God, in the government, oh God. Let your will be done in this United States of America. Let your will be done. Hallelujah. Lord, we just asking you, Father God, to take control of Washington, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, even as man thinks that he is in control, God, we know that you are truly in control and that the heart of the king is in your hands, oh God. So, Lord, we give the president to you. We give the Senate to you, oh God. We give the congressman, the assembly to you, oh God. And, Lord, we just say, have your way, oh God. Let your will be done on earth as you have already established in heaven. God, you know when you're there are no mistakes, there are no accidents, there are no surprises, oh God, with you, oh God. There are no surprises for you, oh God. Yes. And Lord, you knew that you know the beginning from the end, oh God. And you knew we would be here on today. Lord, bless those people, oh God, who really have the need for government assistance, oh God, and they can't get food and they can't pay their bills, God. Because the government, because of the shutdown, oh God,
yes.
Bless those, Father God, who are looking for EBT, who are looking for food stamps, God. Bless those, Father God, who can't feed their children, oh God, because, Father God, the supermarkets, Father God, are even not receiving these food stamps, the EBT cards. Lord, we ask, Father God, hallelujah, that you will continue, Father God, to make sure that there's food on the table, God. In the name of Jesus. Lord, we know that you are able to do all things but fail. So, Lord, we are coming to you, oh God, Father God, putting this situation into your hands, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We declare that your people are provided for, Lord. You said, Father God, that you will provide for our every need according to your glorious riches by Christ Jesus. So we thank you, Lord, for every need being met in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord, hallelujah, hallelujah, for the bills being paid. We thank you for the mortgage being paid. We thank you for the rent being paid, oh God. We thank you, Lord, for electricity being paid, God. We thank you, Lord, hallelujah, hallelujah, for, Father God, the phone bills being paid, oh God. We thank you, Lord, hallelujah, for college tuition being paid, God. We thank you, Lord, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus, for provision being met in every single area, that there is no lack, God. Lord, we thank you, Lord, for doors of opportunity being opened up, that people will get jobs,
yes.
Oh God. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord, for the entrepreneur getting contracts and new clients. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord, hallelujah, for all of the overhead being met. We thank you, Lord, for your church, God, every church that is open in your name, God. We thank you, Lord, for people coming through the doors of your church, God, New Creation Christian Ministries and other churches, God, that every need is met, God, that people, sons and daughters are coming from the north, the south, the east, and the west, God. We thank you for overflow, oh Lord. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for overflow. We thank you for overflow. We thank you for overflow. God is speaking overflow into the lives of his people. There are so many of you, my God, they're feeling you right
overflow.
Now. And it just seems like there's just not enough. And God is saying to you on today, that he is the God of the overflow. And if you will just continue to believe, God says he will make a way out of what seems to be no way. The Lord is saying to you on today that nothing is impossible for him, but he is able to do all things but fail. So, Lord, we just thank you for stepping into the middle of that seemingly impossible situation. We thank you, Lord, hallelujah, for touching that mother who's trying to provide for her children,
yes, God.
We thank you, Lord, hallelujah, for putting increase into her hands, oh God. We thank you, Lord, for touching that father, oh God, who's trying to provide for his family, God. We thank you, Lord, for promotion and increase, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for overflow on today. In the name of Jesus, you are releasing overflow into the lives of your people, God, that there you are, God, of more than enough. Lord, we thank you for breaking every chain, God, that will hold your people hostage, every chain that's trying to shackle your people, and every chain that's trying to shame your people, and every chain that's trying to hinder your people. We declare it broken. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. We thank you, Lord. We praise you, oh God. We magnify your name. Lord, we just thank you for healing the sick in body on today, God. Those, Father God, who are coming, Father God, and they are feeling sick in their body, oh God. Thank you, Lord. And we ask for supernatural healing on today. We ask, Father God, to release you, to release your dunamis power, God. Release your Holy Ghost power. Father God, too. Father God, manifest healing. We are believing for healing right now. We're calling power down from heaven to heal all sick today. My God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, God. We just thank you and we praise you. No weapon formed against your people can prosper, Lord. Lord, we thank you, Lord. I speak to the mind, God. We just thank you, Lord, Father God, for speaking to the minds of your people, God. Hallelujah. We bind up worry. We come against the spirit of fear right now in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you that you have not given us a spirit of fear, but one of love, power, and a sound mind. So, Lord, we are walking in divine authority on today, declaring that no weapon formed against us can prosper. We're not afraid, my God, hallelujah. We're not afraid of what tomorrow is going to bring. We're not going out worrying about tomorrow. You said in your word that tomorrow has enough worries of its own.
Yes, Lord.
So, Lord, we believe you.
And
we trust you on today, God. We trust you. I thank you for my mother, Mother May Thomas, God. I thank you, Lord, for healing her body, even as she was stricken with the flu on last week, God. I thank you, Lord, for divine supernatural healing in the name of Jesus. Lord, I thank you, Lord, hallelujah, for continuing to clear up her chest, God, clearing up her chest and in her throat area in the name of Jesus, nostrils and her respiratory, huh? Lord, I thank you for clearing up her, her respiratory area in the name of Jesus. We declare that no weapon formed against her can prosper. We declare that she is healed by the stripes of Christ in the name of Jesus. Lord, continue to have your way. We thank you, Lord. We bind up the hands of Satan. We rebuke Satan. The Lord God be against you. We rebuke every plan of the enemy right now in the name of Jesus. Holy Ghost, have your way. Have your way, Lord. Have your way. 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 We thank you for total restoration. God is speaking total restoration. Total restoration. Everything the devil stole is being released back to you right now in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Take your hands off the minds of the people of God. Satan, we rebuke you. The Lord God be against you right now. Take your hands off of our families. Take your hands off of our minds. Take your hands off of our children. Take your hands off of our finances. Take your hands off of the church of the living God. The gates of hell shall not prevail against the church of the living God. In the name of Jesus. Huh? Oh, God, oh, God, oh, God, we love you, Jesus. We bless your name. We worship you. We magnify your name. And, Lord, we pray for Evangelist Elizabeth Page right now in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord. You sent your word and healed them, oh, God. So, Lord, we just thank you that by the stripes of Christ she is healed. In the name of Jesus, Lord, you know what she's walking through. And we declare right now total healing from the top of her head to the bottom of her feet. We call her cells into order. We call our vital organs into order. We call the blood to regulate, the blood to flow properly in the name of Jesus. Strengthen her, God. Keep her spirit man strong. We thank you, Lord, for keeping her mind, oh God, stayed on you, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, glory, glory. You get the glory, God. You get the honor. You get the praise. We thank you, Jesus. We love you, Jesus. We worship you, Jesus. We bow at your throne. We exalt you. We exalt you tonight. You alone are worthy, God. We are not worshiping people, and we're not worshiping, oh, God, things, and we're not worshiping the devil. We're not worshiping stuff, oh, God. We don't have the love of money and the love of this world, oh, God. But, Lord, we love you with an everlasting love. Lord, if we had 10,000 tongues, we could not praise you enough. We couldn't worship you enough because you've been so good to us. Lord, we just want to praise you forever and ever and ever, God. We just want to continue to give you the glory. We just want to continue, Lord, to exalt your name on high. We want to continue to lift our hands in the sanctuary. We want to lift our hands and worship you. We want to magnify your name, God. You are worthy, God. You alone are worthy. Oh, God, we just thank you. Hallelujah. You said, if I be lifted up, I will draw all men unto me. God, we lift you up today. We lift up the name of Jesus, the name of Jesus, which is above every other name. There is power, power. My God, there is power in the name of Jesus. Wonder working power in the name of Jesus. So we come to lift up the name of Jesus. Even in this prayer, we lift up the name of Jesus. We plead the blood. Go ahead and plead the blood, the blood, the blood of Jesus, the blood of Jesus over our homes. We plead the blood. The blood is covering your home. The blood of Jesus is covering your children. The blood of Jesus is covering your money, your finances. The blood of Jesus, I plead the blood of Jesus over your job. I plead the blood over your sanity. You will not lose your mind. You will not lose your mind. You will not go crazy. You will not lose it. You will not go out. My God, you will not go under. This thing is not unto death. You will not die, but live and declare the works of the Lord. You are not depressed. I break the yoke of depression off of your life right now in the name of Jesus. I declare and decree right now, oh God, the joy of the Lord is your strength. I speak joy. I speak joy. I speak laughter, the oil of the anointing of laughter overflowing in your life right now. My God, hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you and we praise you. We worship you. I lift up the spirit of heaviness. I break it off. I break it off in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Oh, God. Oh, God. A fresh anointing. My God. A fresh anointing for joy. A fresh anointing for power. A fresh anointing over your life right now. Right now. Right now. Right now. A hedge of protection around your children. My God. God is saying, it. I'm protecting your children. Release them to me. Lord, we pray for every child represented
every child
on this call tonight.
Every child.
We declare and decree that our children are safe, that our children are prospering, that our children are doing good in school, that our children, our mama koshana, have the right friends, that our children, none of koshana, are saved. God, we thank you. We ask, Father God, that you put people in the lives of our children and remind them about your love, to remind them, oh God, our grandchildren, our great-grandchildren, Lord. We thank you, Lord. Ha, hallelujah. You said, suffer not the little children to come unto me. So, Lord, we just thank you, Lord. In the mouths of babes, you have ordained praise. We thank you, Lord, that our children are in love with Jesus. Our children love you, and our children serve you. We praise you on today. Not one will be plucked out of your hands. We declare and decree it right now, oh, Lord. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we bless your name and we worship you, God. Hallelujah. From the east coast to the west coast, oh, God, from the north to the south, oh, God, we love you on today with an everlasting love, oh, God. Nothing can separate us from the love of Jesus. Not trials, not tribulations, not trouble, not bills, not people, not our haters. Nothing can separate us from your love, oh God. Hallelujah. We love you more than we did yesterday. And God, we declare that we're going to love you more tomorrow than we do today. God, we declare that nothing can separate us from your love. We're going through much, oh God, but nothing can separate us, oh God. People talking about us, people walking away from us, my God, misunderstood, but nothing can separate us, oh God. We will love you, oh God, and we will praise you anyhow. And yet when we praise you, oh God, your praise shall continually be in our mouth, God. We're going to praise you always. We're going to praise you in the morning. We're going to praise you at night, God. We're going to praise you in the middle of it, God. And we're going to praise you when we come out, huh? In the name of Jesus. And Lord, even as we begin to take prayer requests right now, we pray, Father God, hallelujah, for this United States of America. We pray, God, hallelujah, for the government, God. We pray, oh God, hallelujah, for the homeless, oh God. We pray, God, and break off the yoke of violence, oh God, that's trying to penetrate the United States, all of the states, the urban cities, oh God, and the suburbs. We pray for every woman, oh God, who's in a domestic violence relationship, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we pull her out. We pull her out. We pull her out. We pull her out into safety. We pull them out, God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. For being our father to the fatherless, oh God. Mother to the motherless, a friend that sticks closer than our brother, God. Lord, we praise you on today, God. In the name of Jesus, ha. Hallelujah. So, Lord, we love you on today. We worship you. We pray, Father God, for our cities, our urban cities, God. Yeah. We pray for our children. We pray against violence. We pray against gang, God. Violence, oh God. Ha. Oh, God. We pray, Father God, ha. Oh, God, that your churches will be full. God, we pray for integrity in your churches, God. We pray for your power, your Holy Ghost power, God, to penetrate your churches. We pray for your Holy Ghost power to penetrate this prayer line. We pray for our apostle, Matthew Tillery, oh, God. Lord, we just thank you, Lord, hallelujah, for strengthening him. We thank you for keeping him, God. We thank you, Lord, for your hand upon his life, God. We put a hedge of protection around him and his wife, Pastor Dawn, God. In the name of Jesus, we pray for increase, God. Oh, God, in New Creation Christian Ministries, God, Lord, we ask that you will open the floodgates, oh, God, and let the people come, oh, God. Lord, we pray for every member of New Creation Christian Ministries, Lord. Lord, we ask you to touch Benita, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, touch that young lady. Do you know what she's walking through, God? Lord, we ask that you put your hand upon her, God. Lord, we ask that you put your hand of healing upon her. We speak, Father God, for her blood cell level to go up, God. We speak for her iron level to go up, God. We speak, Father God, hallelujah, for you to regulate her mind and her thought process, God. We ask, Father God, that you would keep her, Father God, from all harm and danger, God. We ask, Father God, that you would encourage her heart, Lord, and keep her, Father God, oh God, hallelujah, just keep her, God. We ask for a supernatural stirring in her spirit, God, even now, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for sparing her life. We thank you, Lord, that she didn't go into cardiac arrest. We thank you, Lord, hallelujah, that she got to the doctors on time, God. We love you, Lord, and we put a hedge of protection around every young person at New Creation Church, God, every member, God. You know them one by one, and name by name, God. Protect every member, protect every family, God. Lord, bring, Father God, peace to every family, God. Bring peace to every family, God. Bring, Father God, restoration to every relationship, God. Bring the heart of the daughters back to their mothers and the heart of the sons back to their mothers. Bring the heart of the daughters back to their fathers and the heart of the sons back to their fathers. Bring the hearts of the parents back to their children, oh God. We break off unforgiveness and bitterness, God. We ask, God, that you create in us a pure heart with which to worship you, Lord. Lord, we repent of our sins, God. Some of us have messed up, but God, Lord, we ask, Father God, that you will, Father God, we thank you for forgiving us. We come repenting, God. We come turning away from our sins, God, and turning back to you. And Lord, we thank you. We thank you for the most excellent way. Oh, God, bless that meeting, bless it, oh, God. Bring in the addict, whatever they're addicted to, God. We break it off. We break off addiction right now in the name of Jesus. So, Lord, have your way. Let your will be done in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Go ahead and praise God. Hallelujah. Go ahead and worship God right where you are. Hallelujah. Nana Moko Shedda Mama. We love you, Lord. We bless your name. We praise you. Go ahead and give God some praise. Go ahead and give God some praise. Hallelujah. Just go ahead and call on the name. You know, right there in your living room. Call on the name of your loved ones. Call on the names of those that you are praying for. God hears you. Hallelujah. Right there. Just call out their name in the atmosphere. Lord, even as your people are calling on the names of their loved ones, we ask, Father God, that you would touch our loved ones, God, that you would touch each and every one of them. We break off every yoke, God, the yoke of addiction, the yoke of sin, the yoke of sin, every sin that so easily besets them. Hallelujah. We ask that you would break off every yoke. If you're caught up in sin right now, just lift your hands. And, Lord, I pray for every person under the sound of my voice that Father God, finds themselves doing things that they don't want to do, God. I break it off. I break it right now in the name of Jesus, and I declare them free from that thing that's trying to hinder them. I declare them free, my God, whether it's cigarettes or sex or drugs or liquor or wine, whatever it is, God, I declare them free, whether it's alcohol or gambling or money or, oh God, pornography. I break it off right now in the name of Jesus, whether it's people pleasing or low self-esteem. I break it off, whatever is hindering your people. I break it off, looking for love in all the wrong places. I break it off, soul ties. I break them. I break them. I break every soul tie right now in the name of Jesus. Witchcraft and voodoo, I break it. I break it. I break every stronghold. I break it off of you right now in the name of Jesus. Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, God. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Homosexuality, I break it off of you right now in the name of Jesus. Whatever your people are struggling with, overeating, gluttony, break it, break it, break it. Break it off. I break it. I break it off. Nothing. Paul says, I will not be mastered by anything. Lord, we just thank you that your people will not be mastered by unforgiveness. Your people will not be mastered by anger. I break it off, low self-esteem. I break it, break it, break it. My God, doubt and discouragement, depression. I bind up that spirit of depression. I God, oh God, my God, oh Lord Akesha, my God, right now in the name of Jesus, I speak joy. Unspeakable joy to your heart right now. You are more than a conqueror. You are the top and not the bottom. You are above and never beneath. Huh? Oh, God, in Jesus' name. Just go ahead and worship God. Go ahead and magnify his name. God is worthy to be praised. Our God is worthy. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
People
thank
of God,
you.
If there is a prayer request
hallelujah.
Tonight,
thank you.
Glory be to
hallelujah.
God. Glory
thank
be
you.
To God. Yes, caller, we see
thank
that hand.
Jesus. Hallelujah.
There's a prayer
hallelujah.
Request tonight. Just
thank
press
you,
one, and we will put you on the air.
We magnify your name. Hallelujah.
Area code 678. Is that a prayer request?
Yes, it is. It's a prayer request, Pastor Anthony and Pastor Rebecca, first I want to say, Jesus, 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 something happens when I call you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Lord.
Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Oh. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. I would like to say a prayer for my brother. He has problems maintaining his blood pressure down, and I just want you guys to say a prayer for him. But thank you, Jesus. He deserves all the praise and glory, Jesus. Thank
yes,
you, Lord.
Yes.
And God bless you both. Thank you, Jesus. Thank
God
you.
God bless you.
Amen. God bless you. What is your brother's name?
My brother's name is Edwin.
Edwin?
Yes.
Praise God. Father, in the name
yes,
of Jesus,
Lord.
Even as we lift Edwin up to you tonight,
yes, God.
God, you are a blood regulator.
Oh, God.
In the name
oh, God.
Of Jesus.
Oh, God.
Right now, we speak normal blood pressure, Lord. Not low
yes.
blood pressure, not high blood pressure, but right now, regulate the blood
yes.
cells. Regulate, Father God, even the numbers, Lord, that's supposed
yes.
to, in the name of Jesus, be according to your will. We thank
yes.
you, Lord, for taking hold of that body
yes.
and, Father God, making it obedient in the name of
yes,
Jesus
God.
To your will.
Yes,
speak right now, and we say, Lord, have your way.
Yes,
we thank you for Brother
right.
Edwin right now. In the name of
right
Jesus,
now.
We speak
thank
healing
God.
To his life. We speak deliverance over him right now.
Yes,
we speak
Jesus,
restoration, Father God, recovery
yes.
in every area, Lord.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus,
yes.
normalcy to the blood, Father God, flowing
yes.
through his body. In
yes.
the name of Jesus.
Yes,
so, Lord, we thank you, Father God, even as you regulate, Lord, the flow and the blood pressure levels. We thank you, Lord, that every organ working properly, Lord, every
yes,
bodily
yes.
function, Lord, according to your will,
yes.
in the name of
thank
Jesus,
Jesus,
walking in divine health, Father,
hallelujah.
In wholeness, Lord.
Hallelujah.
We speak right now, Father, and we say be healed
yes.
in the
yes.
name of Jesus.
Name of
so we thank you that every disease,
yes,
every sickness,
oh,
every infirmity, in the
yes.
name of Jesus, must come in alignment with your word. And by
yes.
the stripes of Jesus, we declare that brother healed in the
yes,
name
God.
Of Jesus.
Amen.
It's already done.
Hallelujah.
We believe in our faith on tonight. And thank you for calling
hallelujah.
And lifting
thank
up you. Your brother in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
We believe in
thank
the power of prayer and a prayer of faith. And we declare him healed in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah,
hallelujah.
Glory be to God, glory
hallelujah.
Be to God, glory
thank
be to
you,
God.
You,
the power of the Lord
magnify
is on
name.
This prayer line in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah,
yes,
hallelujah. I just feel the joy of the
yes,
Lord.
Hallelujah,
I said that
hallelujah.
The enemy has been trying to lie to
Jesus,
God's children.
Jesus.
Don't allow him to lie. The devil is a liar.
Yes.
God will do what he said he's going to do. Let God be true and let every man be a liar. You are already healed. You are already prosperous. You are already victorious. We are already more than conquerors through Christ Jesus who strengthens us. And we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. Caller, I see that hand, and we just want to touch and agree with
yes.
you on tonight. In the name of Jesus, area code 908, is that a prayer request?
Yes, it is. It's a prayer request. Hi, I'm Lori Neese. My name is Shafiqua Williams, and I'm not calling today to pray for myself, but I'm calling to pray for my grandmother. We just lost my grandfather, which is her husband, a marriage of 67 years. I just want to pray that God keep her heart and heal her heart. And hold
Amen.
Her.
Amen. We are going to lift that up before the Lord. And may I ask your name one more time?
Shafiqua Williams.
Shaniqua?
With an F, Shafiqua.
Shamiqua. Okay, praise God. We are going to lift that up tonight.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Lord, we bless your name. Hallelujah. Lord, we thank you. Hallelujah. And we praise you, Lord. We thank you for Shamiqua Williams, oh God. We thank you, Lord, for her being on this prayer line on tonight, God. Lord, we thank you, Father God, for her calling in with a prayer request for her family, God, and for her grandmother, oh God, who has just lost her husband of, I believe she said, 67 years. Lord, we just ask, Father God, right now, God, that you will comfort Shamiqua's grandmother, God. We ask, Father God, that you will touch her, Father God. Let your angels, Father God, ministering angels encamp around her, oh God. Keep her, Father God. Hallelujah. Encourage her, Father God. Lord, even though she walks through the valley of the shadow of death, oh God, we thank you that you are with her, God. Lord, I believe, Father God, that you are with this woman, oh God. You said you would never leave us, you would never forsake us, but you are always with us. So, Lord, stay with, be with Shamiqua's grandmother. Give her, Father God, encouragement during this difficult time, God. Lord, you said you would never put any more on us than we can handle. And even when we had enough, Lord, you will provide the way out, God. Lord, I just ask, Father God, hallelujah, that you would give Shamiqua's grandmother a sign and just let her know, Father God, that her husband is with you, oh God. Hallelujah. Oh God, we just thank you and we praise you, oh God. Hallelujah, that when we were absent from the body, that we are present with you, God. But Lord, it's so hard for those sometimes who are left here on the earth, oh God. And Lord, I pray for this family, God, even now, God, that you will comfort them, that you will keep them, that you will walk with them, that you will talk with them, that you will keep her grandmother, oh God, that you will keep her encouraged, that you will keep her even wanting to go on in life, God, that you will keep her, Father God, wanting to continue, Father God, even without her best friend and her husband of so many years. God, Lord, we bless your name, and we thank you, and we praise you, oh God, hallelujah, for what you're going to do in the life of Shamiqua's grandmother, oh God, that you, Father God, even building a testimony, God, that she will be able to continue to move forward, that she will be able once again to get her joy after the grieving process is completed. So, Lord, we thank you for Shamiqua's grandmother. We pray for her. We pray your comfort on her life. We pray encouragement over her life. And we even pray, Father God, that even, Father God, that we may endure for a night, God, that in due season that joy will return, oh God, and she will be able to find her laughter again, God. And even now, God, we just lift her up to you on today. We lift up Shamiqua's grandmother, and we lift this family. We lift up Shamiqua, and we lift up her family to you, God, that you will keep this whole family, God, even during the days to come, during the weeks to come, God. Hallelujah, that you will keep them and comfort them in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Lord, right now, I pray for Shamiqua Williams, God. Even though she has to ask for prayer for herself, God, Lord, I ask even now, God, that she's one who's a stronger vessel in the family, God, that you would strengthen her, that you would keep her in the weeks and days to come, God, that you would continue, Father God, hallelujah, to be her strength, to be her courage, to be her joy, to be her strong tower, in the name of Jesus, to be the lifter of her head, oh God, even now, God. So I thank you, Lord, for this woman of God who called this prayer line on today, and I speak strength to her, I speak power to her right now, I speak, Father God, oh God, peace to her, even now, God, that surpasses all understanding. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. God bless you, Shamiqua, and God bless you and your family. And we know God is not a man that he should lie. He's going to bring you all through this difficult time. And I believe that he's going to comfort and keep your grandmother.
Thank you.
Amen. You're welcome. God bless you. Amen. And our condolences to you and your family during this time. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen. Continue to listen. We thank God for you calling in tonight in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We thank God for that young lady calling in tonight.
Yes.
We pray her strength in the Lord.
Yes.
And everybody on this line, if
yes.
there is another prayer request, we just thank God that the Bible says, pray for one another that we might be healed.
Yes.
The effectual, fervent prayers of the righteous availeth much. Ah, glory be to God. The Bible commands us to pray, tells us to pray, admonishes us to pray. In the name of Jesus, protests and boycotts can be effective, and lobbying and shutdowns, that stuff can be effective to a degree, and I understand it, but there's nothing like the power of prayer. Glory be to God. The Bible tells us to pray. It tells us to pray without ceasing, to pray and lift each other up to Jesus, to pray each other strength in the Lord, to bear one another's burdens. So we thank God for the fellowship of believers on this line tonight. Glory be to God. And if you have unbelief, we are believing God that he's going to strengthen your faith on tonight. The disciples said, Lord, increase our faith. So whatever you're believing God for, be it unto you according to your faith in the name of Jesus. We speak blessings over you. If there's another prayer request, I call it, I do see that hand, and we're going to open up the phone lines and the prayer lines tonight because the power of God right now is active and it's available in the name of Jesus. Area code 973. God bless you.
God bless you. How are you? This is Tina. I'm calling in, and I just wanted to call in and ask for prayer. Over the weekend, I had four relatives that had gone in the hospital for different things, and glory be to God, two is home. And I thank God for that. I have two other cousins that's there, and I just want to lift their names up. James is one, and the other one is Jackie. And so I ask to lift them up, that God will do a miraculous healing in their body, and they'll be able to come home. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Let us do that before the throne of grace on tonight. Hallelujah. The Bible says, come to the throne of grace to find mercy in the time of need. And it says, come boldly with courage of believing that God is able to do the impossible. So, Lord, in the name of Jesus, even as our sister Tina Lane has called in, Lord, for her relatives, two of them, Father God, you have released from the hospital. And right now, in the name of Jesus, as you continue to heal them, we pray right now for James, Lord, and Jackie, in the name of Jesus. Father God, even as they have been admitted, Lord, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, Father God, even as they get the care and treatment from the physicians and the nurses and the staff there at the hospital, Lord, that you would meet every need in the name of Jesus. We pray according to your word that all things are going to work together for their good, that they are going to come out of that hospital, Lord, that the sick shall be made well, and those, Lord, in the name of Jesus with infirmities, Lord, shall be healed in the name of Jesus. So we plead the blood, oh, I feel God, we plead the blood over James and Jackie tonight, even the other two relatives, Lord, even as she is rejoicing, Father God, for her family, knowing, Lord, that you are able. So we pray right now, God, that your will be done in the lives of James and Jackie, Lord, as you allow them to be released from that hospital, as you allow them to be up and well, Father God, and healing in their bodies. In the name of Jesus, we speak, Lord, to their situation, and we call it into order right now, and we say, be healed in the name of Jesus. We bind up every spirit that's not of God, the spirit of sickness and infirmity. We bind that spirit up, and we take control of it right now in the name of Jesus. And we release healing. We speak healing, Lord. Glory be to God over their lives. In the name of Jesus. So, Lord, thank you, hallelujah, for these two, that they are healed in Jesus' name. And Lord, a special prayer for Sister Tina, Lord, in the name of Jesus, even as she stood in the gap for her family members tonight. Lord, you know what she stands in the need of right now. Father God, minister and speak to her heart, speak to her mind, speak to her soul, Lord. Speak to her spirit, Father, in the name of Jesus. In you she lives, move, and have her very being. And we thank you, Lord.
Yes.
Ah, glory be to God. She looks to the hills, which cometh her help, because she know her help comes from you,
yes,
the Lord. So, Lord, hallelujah. We thank you for you being her Lord and her Savior. And, Lord, minister to her. Give her joy unspeakable in this season in her life. Strengthen her in her weakened areas. And, Lord, prosper her and bless her. Bless her indeed. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
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 Thank
Hallelujah.
You,
well, we thank God for you, and we're looking forward to the praise report that even these two relatives will be released from that hospital. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Thank Amen.
You.
Hallelujah. Continue to listen in the name of Jesus. We believe, glory be to God, that God is a healer. He is a deliverer. He is a restorer. And our God is a mighty God. He is an awesome God. Nobody greater than our God. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, I'm getting happy right now. Nobody greater than our God. In the name of Jesus. Come on, church. Don't go. Hallelujah. Let nothing, no circumstance, don't let nothing put your fire out. Have faith in God. He says, let not your heart be troubled. Believe in God. Also believe in me. Jesus said, be of good courage. I have overcome the world. This is how we overcome the world, even our faith. Glory be to God. So let the Holy Ghost set you on fire tonight. I pray for every person on this prayer line that they zeal, that they fervor, Lord, that the energy and excitement for your kingdom will remain, that the cares of this world will not be able to snatch the word of the living God away from them. And I thank you that your word will not come back void, that you have spoken over your people, not just tonight, but, Lord, even the prophetic words over the lives on this line tonight, Father God, the destinies in the name of Jesus, Father God. Oh, in the name of Jesus, you said you know the thoughts you think towards us, thoughts of good and not of evil. You know the plans you have for us, plans to prosper us and not to harm us, plans to give us an expected end. Glory be to God. I pray you receive that tonight, that your ladder shall be greater,
yeah,
that God expects to bless you. He expects you to win. He expects you to walk in total healing. He expects you to be delivered. God, oh, glory, Shabbatakato. God expects us, in the name of Jesus, signs, wonders, and miracles will follow those who believe. And I thank God that I'm in good company with people who believe the Bible, believe in the word of God, knowing that God is not a man that he shall lie, nor is he the son of man that he shall repent. God has not changed his mind about you, beloved. So keep walking by faith and not by sight. Keep believing God that you're that new creation in Christ Jesus that he called you to be. Keep believing that he became poor, that you and I might be made rich. The wealth of the wicked have been laid up for you, and you're going to reap that harvest if you faint not. So I thank God for every caller on this line tonight. Oh, glory be to God. It's football season, and it feels like we're going into overtime, but we're going to tarry. And if there's another prayer request, we're in no hurry. We know that God, in the name of Jesus, is a good God. He's a patient God. He's a loving God. He's a caring God. We serve a compassionate God. He's an all-knowing, all-powerful God. So God is concerned about you and the things that you're concerned about. The word says, cast all your cares upon him because he cares for you. So as we sign off tonight, if there's another prayer request, you still have time to press one in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. God, we thank you for prayer tonight. We thank you for the intercessors and the prayer warriors tonight. We thank you, Lord, as we pray for this nation, as we pray for our families, as we pray for our sick loved ones, Lord. as we pray for our children, this next generation, as we pray for our communities and our neighborhoods, our schools and our churches, Lord, as we pray for our politicians and our leaders, Father God, that you heard our prayers and our petitions tonight. You said, bring them to you, our supplications with thanksgiving, and you'll give us a peace which surpasses all understanding. So, Lord, we thank you tonight, and we praise you tonight. Allow this song to minister to your heart. God is increasing our belief tonight in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. And we're going to play James Fortune. We're going to be at New Creation Church tomorrow night at 7:30, our midweek Bible study. God has been moving mightily all weekend. He's been moving mightily on those Wednesday nights. And we'll also be there Thursday night at 7:30. A roundtable, open discussion. People just getting naked and not ashamed. Real iron sharpening iron. Thursday night. If you know anyone struggling with addiction or bad habits, tell them about that Thursday night meeting. Give them the address. Give them the information. Even bring them to the church. People are struggling, and God is calling you and I to help them. So bring them to that church, 1482 Maple Avenue, Hillside, New Jersey, 07205. The power of God is there on those Thursday nights at 7:30. People are getting delivered. They're getting healed. They're getting set free. On Wednesday night, we'll be there at 7:30 for our midweek Bible study. And this up-and-coming Sunday, 12:30 p.m., the New Creation Church will be having service. 12:30 p.m. we began. There's a word from the Lord for you and your family. So I hope to see you Sunday, 12:30. Visit us. If you're not part of the church family already, if you're not a member, visit us, 1482 Maple Avenue, Hillside, New Jersey. 12:30 p.m., our worship service starts. So I hope to see you. And those of you who are away in other states, we thank God for you. Keep praying for us, and we'll keep praying for you. Allow this song to minister to your spirit tonight.
This keeps me going on those days when I feel like giving up. Fire. Tells us that if any two of us shall
shall agree on anything on earth, that God will do it for us in heaven. And I know sometimes life has a way of knocking you down to the point where you can't even pray for yourself. But today, I want to agree with you that it's getting ready to get better. And right now, we are giving your problem an expiration date. And we're saying it's over. That you've been crying long enough. That you've been worried long enough. That you've been struggling long enough. And I believe that God's going to do it for you.
Your rain is gone away.
Clouds have moved.
I believe.